You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Dean Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's South Park After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's South Park After Show.
Hey.
Yeah. Here we are, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bing is for doing, and we're here doing South Park. Season 2, Episode 2, Cartman's mom is still a dirty slut.
She is.
Which
nothing
she is.
Changed.
Last we left off, everyone was sitting in Methesda's office, waiting to hear who was Eric Cartman's dad. And then, obviously, those South Park a-holes pulled an a-hole-ish stunt on all everyone, and aired some really weird Terrence and Phillip special.
It was an April Fool's prank.
It was an April Fool's prank. You
genius.
Dicks. and then...
Well, why can Simpsons do it, but South Park can't do it?
Well, Simpsons didn't show a episode between...
Yeah, that is true. And then they waited for an entire season, too, on top of that to air it. Okay, fine.
So, everyone's ready. Who's Eric Cartman's dad? And then, right as he's about to say it, Methesda gets shot. Who shot him? Was it... so-and-so, 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 which is a recurring motif in the episode. But anyway, Eric's mom, total slut.
Yeah.
We saw how she used to be a slut in the first part of this episode and banged basically everyone we've ever met on the show of banging age. and then in this episode, we see her... not only banging everyone, but banging everyone to legalize 40th term abortion. 40th trimester.
Yes.
Trimester abortions. So she bangs, like a state representative, and then the governor.
Yes.
And then.
Yeah, the congressman.
Yeah.
Then the governor.
So congressman, the governor, and then. Finally, Bill Clinton.
Of course, Bill Clinton.
And then it is when she is having just finished having sex with Bill Clinton is when she realizes that she's not looking to legalize 40th trimester abortion, but 40th trimester adoption. She wants an adoption. The other A word.
That was in 98. So was Clinton, was that before or after the Monica Lewinsky stunt happened? I know you're good with your politics. You know I suck.
I'm pretty sure that's after. I'm pretty sure.
How funny would that have been? Just the extra punch.
Well,
right
everyone
there.
Knew. I mean, everyone always knew that Clinton was a man slut.
Well, of course. He was dating Hillary, who's obviously a lesbian.
Right. Oh, man. Where's my head at? By the way, what? I'm John Barrett.
Oh, my God. We forgot who we were. I'm Kira Batte.
We're
Hi.
Really out of it. I don't know what's happening.
We're just so excited to talk about this.
Basically, the two of us love talking about sluts.
Yeah.
Is I think
okay,
I think
can
what
agree
the deal
with that.
Is. Anyway.
And we did a jackass thing, too, because we waited 2 weeks to talk about this.
I know.
Oh, well, whatever.
Basically, we pulled the same crap that the gentleman
Train
from South Park pulled. But also, we find out that Eric Cartman's mom, not just a slut, also a little bit of a man slut, because we find out that she is a hermaphrodite and is actually the father of Eric Cartman.
Yes.
And then they decide at the end to just sort of leave it at that, because generally hermaphrodites can't impregnate themselves, even if both sets of organs are functioning.
Thank you for that biology lesson.
Yes, that's a science thing for y'all. So now we've seen that she also doesn't know what woman she had sex with to create Eric Cartman.
So I didn't know she was bisexual. It just seemed like she's only been sleeping with men.
Well,
but now who knows?
I think she just likes it. She just likes to get it. She just likes to get it from whatever angle she can get it.
Okay.
Yeah, you get it, Mrs. Cartman. Let's also not forget that she would have slept with a cat because it was being a dildo.
Oh, yes. Kitty.
Which I like to bring up very often. I just love that when she goes into Unplanned Parenthood. Which was very funny. She goes in there and asks for the abortion and tells them that the child is 8 years old and that the woman's response is 8 years is a little late for an abortion.
A little bit.
Just a little late.
You just missed it by
7 and a half. You can abort the hell out of that fetus. 8, a little too old. Oh man, who else does she bang? Who else do they imply that she banged? Well, everyone.
Yeah, well, even at the end when they were saying like, okay, who could be Cartman's mother? Is it Governor whatever, Sheila, et cetera, et cetera. So I guess maybe the drunken barn dance, there was more of a story there.
There was a lot going on in that drunken barn dance. And a lot of dudes were not happy to find out that they had...
they're all barfing
with a lady dude. Which is, you know, get over it, guys. Just get over it.
It happens.
Sometimes the lady has a penis.
Yeah, like in the Philippines.
It just does that happen that often?
I don't know. Does it?
I don't know. I haven't been to the Philippines.
Okay.
Going after.
I'm pretty sure it does.
Man, ladies. So the other sort of big thing that's happening in this episode, because Methesda gets shot,
right?
Obviously they have to figure out who did it, and what's the best way to figure out who did anything? Well, we all know it's by bringing in America's Most Wanted.
Yeah, especially at that era, it was super popular.
Oh god, yeah, it was great. And that's a great sort of parody of it, because the reenactments, which people don't realize are reenactments sometimes, I've heard stories of actors from the reenactments getting beaten up by civilians.
Shut up.
I mean, they might be exaggerated, but I have
Why?
Heard them. Because people are stupid and don't realize that that's just a reenactment. And then they
Jeez.
Don't sit around and wait for the actual photograph of the person who actually committed the crime to show up.
And they don't even pay that well, I'm sure.
Probably
not. Not worth it.
No. But I love that they have Mr. Garrison audition to play himself in the reenactment. I love the, who will the director cast first?
That was the best part of the whole thing, is they just kept going with that.
They kept, how many different versions of that did they do?
Let's count. Did you write it down?
I wrote down a bunch of them, but I saw you writing them down too.
3, 4, 5, 6.
Wow. 6. Who
like
will blah blah
episode?
Blah?
Yeah,
that's a lot. That's
so according to my calculations, every
almost
like
one every minutes. 3 minutes.
That's what I was calculating.
Yeah, wow. I love that it's a very big production, and that why was everyone there? Is the big question.
Who knows?
Why was the entire town watching them reenact a thing they were all at?
I totally agree.
It's a very interesting comment on our society, don't you think?
Mm-hmm.
That the people who saw the real event would become so fixated on seeing a reenactment of it.
And Officer Barbrady was like, wow, this is a really good movie.
Yes, Officer Barbrady, who has done a really good job being very stupid in this episode.
Of course. He's always stupid.
But the other thing is, he's stupid, and he was being played very smartly, and that seemed to... help him out. Hey, guys. Real quick. You've heard of this iTunes thing, yeah? And how they have a little podcast app where you can find podcasts, download them, listen to them.
I've heard of it.
Rate them, comment on them. We're on there. And we would really appreciate it if you got yourself on there and just gave us a rating and a comment, say some nice things about us, or some things about how we can improve, or whatever. You know, I mean, I'm pretty sure we're basically perfect in every way.
Wow.
The live studio audience knows what's up, and they'll tell you. So you can also ask questions of our live studio audience on iTunes, and they'll be happy to answer them somehow. We'll just get their email addresses and stuff.
There we go.
So write them down, audience, and then we'll take that from you. But rate, comment, share with your friends. Keep the lights on here so that we can entertain you. All right. So America's Most Wanted.
Yes.
Could you imagine the America's Most Wanted thing about a guy who gets shot every month by his brother?
Well, that's what I was saying. Like, how whack is that? And then it was just, like, so nonchalantly. He was like, oh, yeah, it's just my brother.
It's just my brother. He does that every month.
And I was like, okay.
Also great is that Eric Roberts, who is a sort of quasi-famous TV actor.
Well, it took me forever. You had to pull up the picture, and then I was like, yeah, I know that guy.
Yeah, because that guy didn't look anything. The animation of him did not look anything like the real life him.
Which usually they do pretty accurate on their illustrations, so
usually.
I think they did that on purpose. Perhaps.
Yeah, because no one knows who Eric Roberts is. No one gives a shit about Eric Roberts, as they said on the show. I love that he's playing the little monkey dude. Kevin, is that,
yeah.
that its name? Yeah.
I love that, too.
And I love his overperformance as Kevin, who never says anything and is a weird monkey dude. Oh, and poor Bethesda. I had to watch him get shot all over again. And it was really, really tough. I also love Mr. Garrison auditioning to play himself, which I think I said already. But and how bad of a job he did.
I know. And then when they said do it again, they were like, okay.
Mm-hmm. I also love that they hired a full-on actor to play Mr. Hat.
Yeah. And he was, like, giant. But that's what's great about South Park, is they can do anything, mm-hmm. and it still makes sense. Like, someone's mom being a hermaphrodite, mm-hmm. someone's brother shooting him every month, Kenny coming back alive every episode, and it just works. Like, it's awesome and funny.
I'm glad you brought that up.
Tell me.
Because this is the first time, one, this is the first time we see Kenny come back to life.
Oh, yes.
We just sort of... They're all gathered around, waiting to hear who Cartman's dad is, and then he manifests himself, just sort of...
Like Jesus.
Oh, hey, Kenny's back! and then this is an episode, for the first time, that sort of revolves around... A very serious plot point is Kenny dying, because he sacrifices himself. He pulls a Frodo. If you will.
Yeah, or I like to say Armageddon, whatever.
Right.
Frodo for others.
Frodo for the nerds.
Yeah.
Armageddon
for the...
People who saw Armageddon. Which I didn't.
You didn't?
I did not.
Okay. So I guess like Ben Affleck fans, which I'm not. My mom made me watch it, so whatever.
Well, that makes sense then.
Thank you.
So Kenny has to save the day to bring Bethesda back to life by crawling through the sewer, which he totally didn't have to do. And going into the generator, which he totally did have to do, and finding out that the wire was missing, which, how does a wire go missing from a generator is one question
that
raises.
South Park can pull anything off.
The other question that is raised there, and this is sort of a physics question, or an electricity question, which I guess is physics. So you out there in listener land, if you know anything about electricity... Can an 8-year-old child holding the two ends of a current close that circuit? And can that
you
circuit...
You seem like you would know.
Can that circuit
remain
closed? One
studio listener, yes or no?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
I'm pretty sure...
8 years old boy, no, I don't think so.
I'm pretty sure you could close that circuit for a split second, but your body's going to fry in a pretty serious way.
Ah, that's why it's just split second.
Thing. Yeah.
I told you I went to the U of A. I got my bachelor's of science and my associate's in science. I still don't know.
Which kind of science, though?
Well, the 4-year was psychology, but the first one was, like, general science, like biology, chemistry, and physics, which I always sucked at, so... Makes sense.
Okay,
so that's a no.
I guess I'm assuming it's a no.
I would assume it's a no, and I don't even know. But,
in the world of South Park, it works.
That's what I'm saying. Anything's possible.
Anything is possible. And so Kenny sacrificed himself for the good of others.
Thank you, Kenny.
He died so that Cartman may find out that his mom is his dad and someone is his mom.
Yeah, I'd rather not even know that.
God bless you, Kenny McCormick.
Rest in peace.
Wherever you are. But also, we don't need to hear everyone thank you. As is demonstrated by them
yes.
very quickly shutting Methesda up about the whole process and thanking Kenny. Also, and it comes up multiple times, but I love that the hospital is Hell's Pass.
Yeah,
that's one of my
I
favorite
like that
things
too.
About. Because they're always at Hell's Pass now, especially with Kenny, who's dying all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And then who was it who went in for like a big butt thing at some point? Was it Kyle or was it Stan? Either way, they spend a lot of time in that hospital.
Well, there's like so many seasons. Yes, but I do know Hell's Pass.
And Hell's
much.
Pass is
yes.
really a
who went in for a butt thing?
One of either Stan or Kyle.
What I butt forget. Thing?
I think they just had like a really bad hemorrhoid and they had to go to the...
I'm going to look into that.
Yeah. It's
what season?
Maybe like 5 or 6.
Okay, I'll look.
Something like that.
Okay, that's going to remind me of the butt thing now. But they're yeah. always there, even for Grandpa and
yeah,
that
I mean,
stuff,
everyone's
so.
Always in Hell's
yeah.
Pass Hospital. This was a big episode for like sort of just moments that were sort of unconnected or just sort of one-off funny things mm-hmm. in this one. So any stray observations of funny things in this episode?
Okay, well... I don't know if this is necessarily stray, but the funniest thing about this whole episode, as you know, that made me laugh was when he was like, oh, the father is, I would like to thank Kenny. And they kept going off and going off. And, you know, mm-hmm. by this time, I'm sure no one even gives a shit because everyone's so pissed off because right. it takes a whole episode. But he's like, and I just want to say, you know, that Terrence and Phillip special last month, wasn't it so funny? And that was just like the last kick in the nuts to the people yep. that wrote. And I love how that was like... genius. What did you yeah, think about it?
I thought that was a very funny moment of right before.
Exactly. That was a perfect comedic timing.
It was let's build up this tension just a little bit more and then kick you in the dick, viewer.
Exactly.
And then we'll tell you who Kyle's dad is. Yeah. Studio audience loves kicking people in the mm-hmm. dick. You can leave us a comment about that. ask them about all the dick kicking we do to keep them entertained. So many power outages.
Yeah, what are your stray observations?
So many power outages. The town needs to do something about that. I thought it was apropos that we watched this episode with Bill Clinton tonight because Bill Clinton gave a rousing speech at the Democratic National Convention. I didn't see it because I don't...
Why didn't you see it?
I don't know. I'm horrible. I love that this is where they establish the come sail away thing, which does come
oh,
up.
Oh, yeah.
That Eric Cartman can't hear any part of come sail away without finishing it.
He sings it so fast.
Well, because he has to get through it. I do the same thing, though. If anyone starts...
Really?
Basically, I mean, it's not like a neurosis or anything where I have to do it.
You better watch
but like,
out.
Like, I know all of the words to come sail away.
Do you?
Yes.
Oh, no.
Yes, I do. And I know it. I know it from a version of... I downloaded the version where Eric Cartman sings the whole thing, like, in real time.
Of course you would.
One episode. That's how I learned that song.
Are you serious?
I know every word of it. And... that makes me happy, seeing him sing the whole thing. Although the first time, he skipped a verse.
You even noticed.
Yeah, I did.
Well, shame on you, Eric.
Yeah. God damn it, Eric. God damn it. I love that... yeah! Studio audience is with me, Eric. So if you want to defend yourself, Eric Cartman, go onto iTunes and leave us a comment that we can deliver to the live studio. We have one live studio audience. We keep them in a cage here, and we feed them. You know, we treat them well, but they're in a cage and they're just our live studio audience. But if you have a comment for him, Eric Cartman, you leave it on iTunes. We also have the recurring motif of the Who Did This, which I think pays off best with Who Framed Roger Rabbit? Was it Jimbo, the 1991 Denver Broncos, blah, 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 blah. I think my absolute favorite moment in this whole episode, actually, was when they first got trapped, and they explain it. Someone explains the situation, and Mr. Garrison, comes up behind the director, and he's like sailors on a submarine, which is a really gross and disturbing image. The other great moment is when the doctor needs someone to help out, and he asks Chef, "Do you know anything about surgery?" And he says, "I used to watch Quincy." "Well, why didn't you say that earlier?" he says.
"Put on the scrub."
"Put on your scrubs." Now, here's the thing, audience. If you've ever watched an episode of Quincy, you are qualified to do surgery.
That's good to know. What about Doogie Howser? That's what I grew up on. No.
Doogie Howser, see, that's the thing. Only if you're 16 does watching Doogie Howser help you be a good doctor. So watch a lot of Quincy. Watch a lot of Grey's Anatomy.
Ah, yes.
That'll help. House will help you if you also have a drug problem. It'll help you be a good doctor.
Yeah, well, screw med school.
Yeah.
And your $200,000.
Just watch a lot of TV. Yeah, so the hospital was particularly gross, now that I'm looking at my notes again. The no-armed nurse.
Yeah.
The guy whose head falls off. All the puking that Stan does.
Mm-hmm.
And
the waiting room.
The waiting room.
The guy has an axe on his head.
Axe. Slit right here. There's blood everywhere. Really, not my experience with hospitals.
I was just saying, it's a real hospital.
I'm glad.
But Hell's Pass Hospital.
But Hell's Pass Hospital, guys. Dude, you barfed into the incision. Oh,
that's
man.
So gross.
I just read that. Also, why are there velociraptors at the hospital? Did you pick up on that?
No,
there might be velociraptors on Kenny's. Kenny's path might include velociraptors. And
interesting.
My final stray observation is that, why does Chef have a Meredith Baxter Burney commemorative towel was the question I asked. And then the answer was given pretty much immediately after I asked that question of myself, which is that I think he had a tryst with Meredith Baxter Burney in his truck. And I think that's what's up. Anyway, do you have anything else to add? I mean, we don't have...
No predictions, but I do have news and gossip.
Tell. Do tell. Yes.
Hit it. Yeah, that's what I was waiting for. Okay, so right now there's this controversial child protection law that's actually coming into force in Russia. It was actually taken in September 1st, so just a couple days ago. And it's to hit TV stations, and they can no longer air content previously intended for children before 11 p.m. So now they have to wait till 11. And 4 years ago, what happened was the channel was actually under attack from authorities for allegedly extremist content of some of the South Park episodes it had broadcasted, and they faced revoking it of its license. The controversy eventually dwindled down, but it arose again. And not only are they doing it to South Park, but they are doing it to poor Simpsons as well. How dare you attack my favorite shows, Russia? And they also attack Madonna and suing her too. So I mean, they just hate Americans.
Oh, Russia's really gone off the rails in terms of not being a complete out of control totalitarian. Oh my God,
yeah.
Putin's gonna come here and have some problems with AfterBuzz. So I'm gonna hold my tongue a little bit on
Russia.
On Russia, just because I'm afraid Vladimir Putin can have us all killed.
Okay.
But South Park, you keep the hammer down, guys. And as Kira said, we can't really do predictions because we're doing South Park Classic. But South Park itself comes back, what, September
29th? It's that Wednesday.
The Wednesday. What's today? Today's the 6th? 5th?
Yeah.
5th?
No, 5th.
Yeah, so the 29th is not a
Damn
Wednesday.
Damn it. When is it?
It's going to be the 19th, so the 26th.
Okay,
maybe.
Great.
Something like that.
You're better
something
at math like than that. I am. Again, I went to UVA, so.
Anyway.
There you go, guys.
South Park will be back, and we'll be doing those episodes here.
I can't wait.
Until then, we'll probably do some more South Park classics for you.
There you go.
Same bat time, same bat channel. I'm John Barrett. This is Kira Batte.
I'm Kira Batte. Bye, guys.
Peace.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.